Supplemental reading. An unusual criminal. People who drink too much alcohol and then drive their cars create a public danger. When police see drunk drivers, they pull them over. That's how it usually happens. But one drunk driver's case is surprisingly different. In August 2004, Ian McCollin, a police chief, was driving his police car when he saw another car at an intersection. The other car was moving across the street very slowly, so McCollin paid attention to the car as he drove by. He noticed that the driver's face looked confused. At first, McCollin thought the driver was lost. McCollin pulled his car to the side of the road. He waited for the other car to approach him. When the other car was next to his, the driver told McCollin something very odd. He said he wanted to be arrested because he was drunk. McCollin was startled. "I was just a little nervous about it," he said. "It just wasn't natural. Drunk drivers are usually a little violent when they are arrested. They deny that they are drunk and refuse to obey the police officers. But this driver, Brian S. Kondo, did not act that way. He was a gentleman, very polite and very cooperative," McCollin said. "I think he was looking for or needs help." The police chief charged Kondo with drunk driving and driving without a license.